Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Last month, the Worcester Polytechnic Institute announced it will no longer participate in the National Merit Scholarship Award Program. The National Merit Award provides 7,500 scholarships every year to high school students who score highest on the PSAT exam. WPI's move follows its decision 10 years ago to move toward a test-optional admissions policy. To talk about this, we met on campus with Andrew Palumbo, the Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid at Worcester Polytech. We asked about what's driving the college away from standardized testing in admissions and financial aid.
The reason we're backing away from the National Merit Scholarship is because it requires us to restrict a specific amount of our dollars to go to a very select population, which is largely determined based on a single high-stakes standardized test score. And so what we're doing is simply opening up the access to those scholarship dollars to all of our students rather than a select group who perform well in this test.
Are admitted students performing at the same level as students who were admitted with high test requirements?
Yeah, essentially, there is no difference between students who are submitters, who are non-submitters. There are even national studies where, over 100,000 students have been studied, test submitters versus non-test submitters at test optional admission schools, and they found that the differences are negligible.
Have you had inquiries from other colleges? Do you find other colleges in the region or around the country thinking about moving in the same direction with a National Merit Scholarship Program?
Yeah, so I mean, the test optional admissions policy is certainly a trend in higher ed. Over 870 four-year institutions have adopted some type of test optional admissions policy.
I imagine the other question that colleges ask when they're considering this is, what is our student body going to look like? Is it going to continue to be economically and racially diverse if we take these actions?
Over the past 10 years with a test optional admissions policy, WPI overall has grown 41% in student enrollment. During the same amount of time, the amount of women at WPI, a STEM institution, has grown 88%. The amount of underrepresented minorities has grown 172%, and underrepresented minority women have grown 274%. We feel that that is an absolute affirmation that we are on the right track to continuing to remove obstacles for women, for underrepresented minorities, to access a STEM education.
If you don't use standardized test scores, how do you decide to admit students?
Sure. Well, even for students that submit standardized test scores, they are incredibly low in the process in terms of the weight that they're provided. What's most important to us is a student's academic program, the rigor of the courses that they've taken within the context of their own high school, as well as their academic performance. What are their grades like? Do we see an upward trend heading into their senior year? On top of that, one of the great things about this process is that we're giving some of the power back to students. They get to choose how they want to be viewed. And so they can submit anything from an Eagle Scout project that they've worked on to designs for a robot that they've built. We had one student who has a patent for an auto-dialing EpiPen, that when someone uses the EpiPen, it calls 911 automatically. Our students are doing tremendous things, and this is a way for us to take a step back and say, let's step away from yesterday's admissions criteria. Let's look at what's important to WPI today, and let's allow students to put themselves in their best context as they apply to WPI.
Andrew Palumbo, thanks a lot for speaking with us. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Bob.
Andrew Palumbo, Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute.